Hallo.
Guten
Merk.
You have any questions for
Anybody?
tonight?
Yeah, did anybody else come on?
Not yet.
Okay. Well, I just sent you the file. I had trouble with my computer. It was telling me I wasn't connected to the internet and anyway. I sent the file both as a Word and as a PDF, just in case we can reach Jamie tomorrow. This
Okay.
was kind of my
Well,
question. It happened last night.
I copied and pasted the material into Psalm 45, but I haven't had time to do the HTML. And
Okay. Well, I
so if
finally
I
got the
don't have,
Hebrew
if I
in
don't,
there.
oh, the Hebrew's in there now?
Yes. See,
Okay.
I finished page 2 this morning before we left, but I didn't have time to do the Hebrew. And there was a mistake on the original Hebrew on the last sentence. There was a hey, and it should have been a chet. I
Okay.
checked the scripture verse.
Well,
The reason I did was I noticed when the transliteration was, it looked like it had a, CH for, a guttural sound, and yet it was a hey. So I went to Genesis 49, I believe 9, and it was a chet. So I corrected that.
If I don't have time to do the what I need to do with the HTML, then we'll just do Psalm 46 instead of 45 this week and pick 45 up next week.
Okay, all right.
There is somebody else just came on.
Yes, hello.
Hello.
Hello. How are you doing?
We're doing well.
Well, good.
You have
Look at
something tonight?
you. No, I happened to tune in. I come in late and I just thought tune in tonight. I don't have any questions, but hopefully someone else will know.
Judy, is that you, Judy?
Oh,
All
yes.
right. Okay.
Is that Judy?
It's me.
I thought I recognized you.
Y'all shocked,
Well, no, I heard somebody come on, and I heard your words, but I didn't recognize your voice. I'm sorry.
That's okay.
Well, as long
I
as
can't.
you're on, Judy, I will remind you today is the 5th. So when you get a
Oh,
chance.
I sent you a letter today.
Okay, thank you.
I sent it this morning.
I appreciate it.
I meant to text you because I was gone all day. I meant to text you, let you know so you'd be looking for it, and I forgot to text you.
Oh, and I forgot to tell you I mailed your book. So I
Okay.
think I'm like Judy, we've got too much going on. We had a baby too, and it came by cesarean section. So it was, and all our correspondence was in the car going back and forth.
Well, it sounds like both mother and baby are well.
Yeah,
yeah.
Mazel tov.
Well, they got in trouble
Mazel.
during the night, and she just wasn't dilating, and the baby's heartbeat was really high, so they decided to do a C-section, and everything's
Okay.
fine. He's real cute.
Yeah, he is
Well,
cute. I saw a picture. Yeah.
so, Hannah, do you have any questions?
Well, it was our experience with the candles last night. We light two menorahs. One we have in the front door because we have a glass door, and one we have on the coffee table. But where we're sitting, we can see both Hanukkahs. So the one on the coffee table, I've never had this happen before. Last year, it was the orahs with the flames, just a white just extending out on the candles. Well, I didn't have that this time, but they were a different type of candles, so I don't know if that made a difference. But the one on the coffee table, candle one and two, when it got about three quarters of the way down, one and two joined together with the flame. But maybe, I don't know, up to maybe 5 minutes, and then they separated again. But I've never had that happen. They didn't join together with wax, but the flames joined together. You know, in other words, one didn't move and touch the other one. You know, sometimes they'll kind of fall over. But they were still straight, but the two flames connected. I hope it's not a negative thing. That's
no,
all I'm asking.
It's not a negative thing at all. It's unity. For a few minutes. But I asked the question, who lit that menorah?
I'm sorry, I didn't understand what you said.
Who is the person who lit that menorah?
Tonight he lit them. He lit them both. I said the blessing.
Okay.
I'm trying to think yesterday. I think it was me. I don't know. He may have been the one to light. I don't remember.
And the
it's been,
when you saw the flames unify, what was your consciousness? What were you thinking about?
Well, I was reading the handout for the day, and I was just so surprised because, let's see, the one day it had to do with Hana, a lot that applied to my name. The second. Was that the 27th of Kislev? There again, that was my secular birthday number. I mean, it was like, but also, I think on I just don't remember which day. That's my only trouble because I've had too much going on. But there was a notation. I saw Hana and Yosef in both of them. I think your commentary gave Isaac as 8 times 26. Isaac, Jacob was, well, Yaakov was one less, I think, 7 times. I don't know if I'm getting the numbers right. And then Joseph was, I think, 6 times 26. And so I saw both he and I connections as I was doing the reading. On both
between you and Tony's names, between you and Tony's names, that's what you know, and that's really the candles were manifesting the unity and the consciousness. That's what was happening.
Okay,
they were drawing a unified light. It's a very positive.
Yeah. I didn't get to do the meditation until after the candles had finished burning. I don't remember why.
There's no time in the higher world, so
mm-hmm.
There is in, but not in in Bria and Atzilut and above. So.
Mm-hmm.
When you do the meditation, it's connection. There is a connection.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what the candles were doing.
Okay. Now notice something about tonight's different too, and it's that same little menorah on the coffee table. But tonight he lit everything. Three of them, the first, the second, not the third one, but and today is the fourth one. I think that was wet wet. There was a one in between that didn't. The wick, you could see the wick to the right of the flame. It wasn't in the flame. Not all the time, but sometimes. The flame would be real tall. But the wick, you could see that it was extending toward the right, and it was, you know, you could see the little red tip of that wick. And three of the candles were like that on tonight. But not the shamus, but three of them, of the four.
Bending to the right is connection to the right column.
I see.
Basically, the candles are manifesting your consciousness.
Mm-hmm. I had picked up these candles at Target last year, and I didn't remember. You know, I didn't pay attention. I almost have to order candles. But I was in Target, and I happened to see candles. So I picked up two boxes, and I didn't really look at them. I mean, all these years, candles are candles, unless I use the olive oil one. And I was surprised when I opened one box. They were all white, and they were very, very slender. They were almost small. I didn't think they were going to last very long when I opened up the box, because the box was sealed. It had a little label on it, you know, transparent tape.
Right.
When I opened it up, that box was all white, and the other box were different colors. And the ones that were white in the doorway, I put that menorah in the doorway, and the flames hardly moved at all. I mean, they were just so steady. Now, when they would go out, you'd see the little lines of smoke, you know, rising. But the flame was steady. I had put them in the freezer, and I didn't have any wax dripping down the menorah. Until last night did on both of them. But tonight they didn't. Very strange candles this year.
No, it's not strange at all. You're beginning to be able to manifest your consciousness. It's showing some spiritual growth. You're just not aware of doing it because it's on an unconscious level. Other questions?
I think that's...
I was going to ask you, of course I've missed some few classes, but... since we celebrate 8 days, there was really only seven that was really miraculously, wasn't it? First day really didn't count, did it?
No, it does count because Nature is part of Torah. That's why we celebrate 8 days rather than the seven. That's one explanation.
Okay.
Another explanation is that the eight represents growing outside of the physical world.
Yeah.
That represents the upper three sephirot, primarily Bina. Mm-hmm. And that's the energy of the holiday of Hanukkah is eight, connecting to Bina rather than the physical world. But nature is part of Torah. So the fact that that the light oil burns physically is part of nature, but that's also part of miracles. And that's why we candles for 8 days.
But if you just lit a candle today, you wouldn't see anything miraculous in it, would you? I mean, in that term, well, you say it, but usually as a rule, we just light a candle. We don't see that as a miraculous thing. Like on the first day when they lit it, they probably didn't see anything miraculous about it, right?
No, they knew that it was only going to last the one day. But
right.
They perceived nature as a miracle.
Okay.
Now, most people today, you light a candle, you don't perceive it as a miracle, but it's up to your consciousness.
Right.
Taking a breath is a miracle.
Mm-hmm.
Lifting your hand is a miracle.
Mm-hmm.
But we don't see it that way. We see it as natural and just that's the action that people do. And since everybody does it, there's no miracle to it. But that's a wrong consciousness. I don't want to say wrong. Wrong is a wrong word to use. Nature is Torah. So you have a choice. Do you perceive nature as Torah, meaning it's part of the God's plan, or do you see it as happenstance and evolution, the way scientists do? The choice is yours. The consciousness is what you choose it to be. The reason we burn the candles for 8 days, when the candles, the miracle from our perspective, the normal human perspective, is there's only 7 days of miracles, is for us to realize that the burning of oil is a miracle.
Mm-hmm.
It's a creation of God that we truly don't appreciate normally.
What?
But we can choose to appreciate it. And that's why we do that.
Thank you. Since this year when we studied about the Yabok River and Jacob, I mean, I've studied it every year, but him going back to pick up that bottle of oil, I just sense that the oil really, that possibly that another bottle of oil, or maybe even Jacob's bottle of oil. And the Torah portion with that, and right there at the beginning, we keep seeing the jar of mysterious oil with widow and filling the jugs, and I don't know, it's kind of like the water that Miriam's well that came from a rock, and we constantly see the water continuously coming through the Torah in different situations. And I don't know, it's like I kind of see a link the same way with the oil. Whereas before I always thought that it may have been part of the children's stories, that it was more the idea that it was victory for few over the many, rather than the oil actually having been a truth. But this year, I kind of link it to Jacob's little bottle of oil. You remember they kind of mysteriously found it. I don't know.
There are... I'm not going to tell you it's incorrect. I have read some things that link that, but it isn't necessary for us to appreciate the miracles. It's just an enhanced aspect to the miracle. There are many aspects of the stories of the temple where the miracles occurred all the time, and people just accepted them.
Well, I think for me, it's causing me to have the consciousness of the oil being connected to Jacob's little jar of oil. And maybe because, see, the last few years, I had two sets of the oil, little vials for my little oil menorah. And this year, I don't know, something happened to some of them. And so I don't have a complete set. So I was thinking, well, we always do one with the oil when we would do the oil, and we'd have one with the candles because I don't have two oil menorahs. And so I thought possibly this year on Hanukkah, well, then I'd like one of them with the oil vials. But this year, it's like, I don't know, it's like part of me that this year, it's that story of the oil, even though I'm using candles this year, but in both menorahs, it's like that oil is right in front of me all the time, that little jar of oil that Jacob got. So,
well, Hashem, I understand.
Okay.
Do you have any other questions?
I can ask you a question. You might have already answered in another class. On the menorahs, I've read or heard or whatever that some menorahs have to be straight in a line, can't be above, can't be below, can't be zigzag, can't be. So, is there a kosher way? I mean, what is kosher about the menorah? It has to be straight. Can't have anything above, below, can't have any curvy. I mean, what is
the kosher? To be identified, that's all.
Okay.
They can be curved, they can be up, about, some in front, some in back. They have to be visible. All the candles need to be visible. And the shamash needs to be identifiable as different from the others.
Oh, I just thought of something. When a birth is by cesarean section, is that still seen as a firstborn?
When a birth is what?
When a birth is by cesarean section rather than a vaginal birth. Is there any difference? Is it considered any difference? Is it still considered the birth of the firstborn?
No. If it was a firstborn, but it was done through cesarean section, it's not a firstborn.
Okay. Is there anything else
let me rephrase that. It is considered the firstborn, but it's not considered, it's not necessary to do a pidyon aben.
Okay.
If that makes sense to you.
Yes, and I think we've said that in one of the classes, maybe some time back, not recently.
Yeah, when I've discussed opinion of them, we have said it.
Yeah. Okay. Okay, I do have some good news. Tony does not have to go back to either of the doctors in Lafayette. They've completely discharged him. They took the drain out. And he's going back to work Monday. Now tell me we didn't get our miracle this year. How many miracles already, I think?
I think last year when I opened that
door real wide. I mean, I have two doors. They're two small doors, but anyway, I opened them wide. I let that hook on me in the end. And I guess just like we wake up to our blessings of the week on Shabbat, well, I think this Hanukkah we got our blessings from last year's Organese because we really had a lot of them this year. He almost died. I mean, his surgeon was on a plane on Chicago, and they had to do an emergency in a hospital that they don't usually do that surgery. And then he got the infection, and he came through that, and then he had this other surgery, and then we were told everybody has cancer when they have this particular thing, and his was not cancer. And then we had a baby that had a difficult birth, evidently, and so they did cesarean. So we got a lot this week, or these last few weeks, I should say.
I did too. Every day this week has been something really. I just ended up with something really, you know. I was in town all day. I had all kind of errands I had to run today, and I stopped because I didn't stop and eat anywhere. You know, I just left this morning in a hurry, and I just was on the road all day. So before it got dark, I thought I'm just to pull in somewhere and just grab me something because in that little travel trailer I have, it's just hard to. I knew the trailer was gonna be cold when I come in because I have to cut everything off. It has to be plugged in, and so I knew it was going to be cold, and I can't plug in a heater at the same time I cook, and it's just the way I have to live right now. So I thought I'll go in and get a little thing of vegetable soup at this place and a little salad, and I'll just bring it home, and I'll eat it. So I'm in line, and there was a man and a woman behind me, and he said, excuse me, he said, you won't need your, it was like $1.50 off the meal. From the last time I had bought it, they had given me a coupon, so I thought I'll just use it. And the husband and wife behind me says, you won't need to use that coupon. And I said, excuse me. And he said, no, because he said, we'd like to pay for it. And I looked at him. I said, seriously? He said, yes, ma'am. I said, oh, I said, but really, I said, it, you know, I didn't know what to say. You know, he said, no, he said, we really do. We want to pay for it. And he said, just save your coupon for next time. And I said, well, thank you. I said, that is so awesome. I mean, that is really sweet. You know, I just appreciate that. You know, I said, God bless you. I said, what's your name? Because I said, tonight when I do my prayers, I would like to mention you and your wife in my prayers, you know, and thank God. You also have been such a blessing to me today. So he told me his name. He said, don't you go to the temple? And I said, and I looked at him because I was kind of shocked because I didn't know these people. And I said, I guess I do. And he said, well, good Shabbos, like that to me. And it was a Wednesday. It's not even Shabbat, but I guess he knew that's a phrase they say, I guess. So he says, good Shabbos. And I said, well, thank you. So anyway, so I got my food at 1:08. So I got ready to leave, and I thought I just had to go back and talk to them. They were still eating. It was like halfway across the room, but I went back to where they were at, and so I went to their table. And I said, I just want to come again and thank y'all so much for blessing me. I said, it really, really touched my heart, you know, that y'all, you know, strangers would do that for me. I said, I just really appreciate it. And I said, I know God will bless you because y'all have a good heart, you know. And I said, I just ask God bless your heart. And they said, oh, no, we love doing it for you. And I said, well, thank you anyway. And he said, well, happy Hanukkah. I said, well, happy Hanukkah. It took me off guard. And it was just, I drove home and I was just, it's amazing, you know, you know, out of the blue, somebody randomly chooses you like that. It just, I was so blessed by it, you know. And then yesterday, well, 3 days I had lost my keys. I had lost a whole set of keys. I had the keys to my storage building, the keys to my regular big house here, the keys to this trailer, travel trailer, and the keys to my car, all one ring. I lost that whole ring. And so I thought, if I don't find it in 3 days, I have one extra set. I'll go make everything off this extra set. I have tore down 4 places trying to find these keys, and I have not come up with those keys in 3 days. So I got in the car yesterday morning. I said, I'm going to go straight to that MD supply pier. I'm getting a set of keys made. So on the way, I keep a little, like a Walmart bag or a little throwaway bag because I live in the country here, and I don't throw food out because if I do, I have possums and raccoons and wild hogs and all these, what you start throwing, it's just the way I live out here. But when you throw something out, everything comes. You know, it's dinner. So I have to throw all the scraps in a bag. And then when I leave, way down the road down here, there's a really deep ditch. I kind of pull over and I kind of throw the food along the side there because I know there's all kind of critters that'll get it. And then when I get to town, I just wad the bag up and I throw it in the trash can. So yesterday I left and I grabbed that bag and it was like I had 2 days worth because I forgot it the day before. And it's like, you know, apple peels and just anything like that I throw in a bag. So when I got down the road, I stopped, got out, grabbed the bag, and it's a really deep ditch. It's like probably 6 foot. You know, it's like huge ditches we have. You can probably stack two cars on top of one another. The ditches are so deep. So I kind of was kind of being careful and got to the edge, and I kind of, you know, emptied the bag out. Well, I kind of heard this little sound, you know, and it kind of caught my attention. And I kind of looked down, and when I did, I saw something shiny. It was my keys. My keys were in that bag. in that scrap bag, the food. And if I had not heard that sound, I probably would have never noticed that I threw my keys in the ditch. So for 3 days, I have not found those keys. And when I threw them down, they were in that ditch. And now, had it rained, it would have been full of water, I probably would have never even seen those keys. It would have probably hit the water, and there's no way I'd have went 6 foot deep in a ditch and tried to get the keys out. And so today, when I went back to that ditch to throw some more scraps out, it's like it was just in my mind. I was reminded. It's like he took me back to the same spot. It's like he was like showing merited for me from feeding these animals every day. I guess I don't know. He just reminded me that it was a mitzvah that I was doing without even knowing it. And it's like he brought me back to the spot where my keys were found. You know, it was just a weird thing. But it's so odd to have to find my keys like that. Out of everywhere I could have found my keys in my house, my car, it could have been four buildings here that I'm in every day. But I had to go throw it in the ditch. I had to find my keys in the ditch. I mean, it was a miracle I even seen them keys. I mean, it was just, I can't even tell you. I just barely saw it shining at the bottom when I just heard that little sound. I thought, what was that sound? You know, and I looked down, and that edge of a key is sticking out. I mean, the sun just hit it right when it shined. And I had to climb halfway down that ditch and get those keys. Oh, my gosh. And 2 days has been so weird. I just praise God. That's all I can do is just thank you. Thank you for small things like that you can't figure out, but you blessed me anyway. Thank you so much, you know.
Exactly. Okay, I'm going to tell you if you've got time for small things. While I was in the hospital with Tony in Lafayette, I lost the back of one of my earrings. And I was kind of disappointed because I don't have very many backs anymore. It's like the newer earrings are bigger or smaller. Anyway, the old earrings don't fit, so it would have meant that pair of earrings I was going to have trouble finding another back for. And I knew I hadn't gone anywhere outside that room from the time we got in, which was about 2 in the afternoon, until about 5 the next day. So I hadn't gone anywhere. So I moved the chair I sat in. I went through each section. It was a real big suite they gave us. But I went through everywhere looking for that earring. And my thought was, okay, you know, every time you lose something, you call on Rabbi Meir Baal Hanes. And I thought, Hashem, I'm not gonna do that for this little bitty tiny back of an earring. It was like, I'm not gonna bother you for something so little when you've done such wonderful things for us with Tony and his challenges with health. Well, when I got home and got dressed for bed and took my bra off, there the back of my earring fell on the floor. That's where the earring had fallen. So you see, little bitty, I didn't even think it was worth asking Hashem and the merit of Rabbi Meir to help me find the back of that earring.
I did the same thing. I had prayed the same thing for my lost object for that. It took me 3 days to get them, but I got it back. I mean, I went and did. In fact, I was mailing the tzedakah off today. Whenever I was on the way to go mail the tzedakah off after I did that prayer and go get the keys today, you know that, and I found the keys on the side. And let me tell you, last year for Sukkot, I had here again the situation with my keys. I lost a whole set of keys. Same thing. You know what? A year. I lost those. Now, this time it was 3 days. Last time I lost them a year. And when I went to take off the top of the sukkah, you know, all the greenery that we put on top of the sukkah, I usually have to walk way out here. There's a special place that they don't cut the grass or anything. It's way over the pasture over there, and I got to walk pretty good ways. So I have to haul all, you know, take all this greenery off the sukkah, and I go gently lay it. And then some places over here where it can deteriorate by itself. It's like a place I put it every year. Well, when I took all the greenery off and had, you know, walked all the way down to that pasture, went over that by that fence there to lay them carefully on the ground so they could, decompose on naturally, whatever, there was my keys. My keys had been laying there for years since last Sukkot. I took a year, and I found them in the same spot. Now, what's the chances of it, you know, the grass wasn't grown over, mud, animals, storms, I had a hurricane come through, everything, and those keys were still laying by that fence where I stood last year to throw, you know, to put all that, the top of the sukkah on the ground real carefully so that it, deteriorates, you know, naturally. And so I went to the same spot, and those keys were just laying on the ground. Mm-hmm. I could not believe that. I mean, it was just things like that just really just amaze me. I'm just amazed. But my keys always come back. Sir?
Well, we probably could keep you all night with our stories of an oak, so
yeah,
we better let you go.
Okay.
You both have a beautiful evening and happy Hanukkah. And we'll speak again.
And you too. And yep. Just be looking in the mail because I'm doing everything off today.
Thank you.
Welcome.
Shalom.
And happy month.
Okay. Shalom. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Yeah, Chag Sameach.
Chag Sameach.